All right. Hi, welcome, Elena Botts. It's nice to talk with you again. I think it was almost 2 years ago that we talked for the podcast. And then, wow, it's been a while. 2011, All Book Books published your book of poems and artwork, A Little Luminescence. So here it is, like 12 years, and you're still doing lots of stuff and artwork. And what interests me to talk to you was finding out about what you actually do, because I get your emails and you reach out to collaborate with people in, seems like, wherever you're going to travel to. And I found that interesting when I was doing a lot of poetry readings locally. Basically, it was go out to poetry readings and maybe there was some music and maybe some artwork. But I'm interested to find out what you do as far as collaborating and the multimedia type stuff, especially for your generation. When I first published, you were like around 15, so.
Yeah, I think I was actually 14.
Oh, wow, okay. So now you're like 25, 26, and, right? Is that close?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm...
Yeah, I'm 26.
I'm interested to find out, like, what, you know, what you're doing and yeah, what you're doing as far as the arts, because it sounds very collaborative and very sort of bohemian.
Well, I guess one of the things I thought about a lot is just I found music really inspiring. I really like a lot of different music, obviously, as we all do. But I really wanted to start using the poetry to make music because I noticed that in music, it really offers a way to connect with other people in ways that writing is somewhat more solitary in some ways, I guess. Which I enjoy also, but I was starting to think, like, there's a lot of different ideas and people and cultures out there, and I want to learn about and learn from other people through an art medium, and I also wanted to branch out into music and also film, just because I feel like if I stick to one medium, like writing, it's fun, but I also start to get a little bit bored, and, I mean, why not explore other types of work. And then I guess the other thing I really was thinking about is just the first show I did abroad was in Tbilisi, Georgia, because I was traveling anyway for international human rights work. I was doing my master's program and we had a trip for our thesis that was in Georgia, and I thought, well, if I'm going to Georgia, I might as well see what the music scene is like there, see who's making interesting things and who would want to play with me. So I ended up doing my first show there that was abroad, and I found that to be a really interesting experience to go travel somewhere and to make music with people and learn about a different culture and, like, subculture, I guess.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Very fascinating. And just so listeners know, you're in Ireland right now, so there may be some extra phone noises. But so what actually happens when you do a collaboration, and how do you meet people in the area? Like, you know, when you've sent the emails to me and you're like, oh, if you're I'm coming to your area, or if you're in this area, do you actually meet like artists you've never met before, or is it people that you know that collaborate?
I mean, it's sort of a mixture of both. I was just in Berlin a little bit ago, with my friend who does movement art. So we've been working on some stuff together, and next it seems I'm going back to Georgia, and then I'm going to play in Korea and Japan. And I've never played in Asia, really, so it would be interesting. I haven't met the people before, so it's sort of just, we'll see what happens, I guess. It really depends.
So are the performances kind of spontaneous, or do you practice? Do you read poems and then other people play music? How does it work?
Well, it really depends on the person. I mean, for a lot of musicians, it's just sort of the usual, like, why don't we make some sounds together? And I do a lot of vocals and poetry stuff. So usually that's what happens with musicians. But I also, like, I'm really interested in working with people who do movement, since I don't really do that.
To doing what?
And, like, movement.
Movement, okay.
Stuff. Yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. I worked with my friend, Bobby. We went to Europe and we did a few shows together. But honestly, I think it would be something I'd be interested in doing, like, some sort of residency at some point with somebody, just to see where that goes. But it really depends on the medium. and like what the person is interested in, because I'm pretty versatile and I'm really more interested in the ideas and like the exchange than like the particular medium.
Wow, yeah, it's fascinating and quite ambitious. And what type of audiences show up? Is it mostly your age, or is it mostly like all ages, or is it at, you know, and where are the events? Are they at museums or coffee houses?
Well, again, it really depends, since it's just like I've been sort of all over the place. I did a tour in Europe where I played at a coffee shop in Glasgow, and then I played at like a club in Vienna, or like a bar, sort of. And I played at some cultural centers. I usually work more closely with places that are like focused on either community centered organizations or places that are kind of just focused on like avant-garde and like experimental work, like galleries and stuff. And I've done some residencies at places like that, so that's been really generative.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's a great way to see the world and see what's going on. In your bio, you mentioned that you're inspired by the spiritual and occasional expeditions. So I found that fascinating, kind of made me want to know more. Like, first of all, in what way would you say you're inspired by the spiritual? It's kind of a deep question, but it's in your bio.
Well, I do feel like that word has, like, a lot of different meanings, and I don't want to get it mixed up, but, I mean, to me, I think that's just a part of life, is just, like, coming to terms with who you are as, like, a being, like, traveling through time and space and all that, but, I mean, I think that a lot of things are deeply spiritual, but I hate to use the term most of the time, because I feel like it conjures up a lot of, New agey sort of ideas, or like ideas that are sort of, that feel a little bit cheapened by like different systems of how the world functions now, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I think that at the heart of things, everybody has sort of like a spiritual center and like to go out into the world is to encounter different dimensions of that. So in its most naive sense, I sort of like the word, but in the ways that it's often utilized, I'm not sure if I like it as much.
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, almost pretty much every word in the English language has been kind of co-opted for advertising or trivialized or trendy or new agey, like you said. You know, sacred gets used so much as if anything isn't sacred in a kind of broad spectrum way. And, you know, spiritual,
exactly.
I find, you know, the spiritual, at least it points to that there's something more than just, the you know, going out there to make a buck or be successful or the material world. So, yeah, it's a loaded word, but, I like what you said. I like how you described it. And let's see. It's to me, it also reflects kind of being guided by, you know, I don't know if you experience that when you're traveling, but sort of guided where you're, you know, as the spirit moves you, as the phrase is, to kind of go where you go. One time there was a young woman at a coffee house, and she was, you know, working there, and I was having coffee, and she said she was going to Europe for the first time ever, and she was kind of nervous. Mm-hmm. So I said to her, well, just remember, wherever you go, it's still the same. Same earth, same mother earth. So it made me so happy when she got back that she said to me that, oh, by the way, when you told me that, it really helped calm me, you know, being somewhere else for the first time. So I don't know if you experienced that kind of thing.
I mean, I think like everywhere you go, you encounter like different facets of humanity and also nature. It's always nice to go. Like, I was in Berlin like a few days ago, and it was, me and my friend were just walking around the park, and it was just really nice to see that spring was coming, the sun was coming through the trees, and we walked to like Brandenburg Gate, and it was just sort of a nostalgic reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's do you still have, it's called the Unknown Sound Collective, is that still the name of what you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's the name I've been using. It's kind of silly, I guess, but I feel like it's the words seem sort of like the right ones to describe what's happening, but I also feel like it is definitely kind of silly, but I mean, I don't know. You pick a name and you stick to it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can. It works for a while, and you can update it. But I like it. It's kind of. It reminds me of the Zen koan, the most well known. What's the sound of one hand clapping? Which is kind of silly.
Oh yeah.
Kind of silly too. So it's like the unknown sound is sort of. It seems to reflect some of what your travels are looking for the sounds.
Yeah.
And the unknown sounds wherever you go.
Yeah, a huge component is collecting the sounds and the videos of the different places that I go to create more work, even as I'm traveling to exhibit work. So right now, I had a whole flight mishap, and I was supposed to play in Lisbon, but I didn't get there, but I was able to at least send travelog sort of type video of some of the encounters I've had, actually, when I was going to Morocco. And other experiences. So that was pretty. I go places with the hopes of creating more work and also exhibiting the work that I'm making.
Have you noticed, of all the places that you go to, like, is there any kind of general feel of the, I don't know how to say it, sort of like the, not necessarily political climate, but sort of like, the emotional state of where people are at, because there's so much, fear and trauma in the news and about different places and all that with the wars. And is there any kind of sense of what you feel with the people? Are they, like, just glad to get together and do something?
I mean, I think that's, like, a complicated question, and that's something I really want to understand better. But it's obviously, I can't really generalize about any group of people, but I do sort of notice systems at play in societies where there's a lot of people might be more impoverished in a certain area, or there's just very, very concrete things happening to people. Obviously, in Europe, everyone is worried about the electricity or the power situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to, like, other societies where there's, like, predominantly Muslim societies, obviously there's a different culture and just different social mores to, like, what you're doing. But that being said, I'm often interacting with people who might even be on the outside or in a different subset of the culture itself. So, like, people that are looking to make, like, very experimental art are obviously not necessarily like everybody else. Although sometimes they are, but, I mean, I think that it really depends place to place. I've definitely been places where I've really noticed a lot of cultural, just like a general feeling among people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really want to classify it because it's one of those things that you can't really pin down. And also, I don't want to make a generalization about a group of people. But that being said, I've definitely noticed things about the general state of humanity, I guess. So I think I felt pretty much everywhere I've gone, I've noticed there is such a wide array of human emotion and human potential for either acts of sadism or acts of great love and compassion.
That's it. You get a feel for the pulse or the zeitgeist or whatever. I mean, the other day I did I do some book signings now. I just basically go and I sit. I get permission, of course, but I sit in a coffee place and I have my books there. And if anybody comes up to me and wants to talk, and they can buy my books or just talk or whatever. But I noticed from doing these, I've done about 8 of them, that most people are coming in and looking at their cell phone and getting their coffee or their latte or whatever, and that's about it. But then some people actually look at me and actually come up and talk to me. So it sounds like it reflects a little bit of what you're talking about, that, like, there are these acts of kindness and people reaching out and really wanting to connect. And then there's also a fair amount of people that are just kind of in their groove and seemingly somewhat oblivious.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it really, really has to do a lot, surprisingly to me, a lot of it has to do with the situations that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, honestly, I'm always surprised by this because this isn't really how I function, and it gets me into a lot of trouble, actually, I think, that people generally do a lot of the things that they're expected to do or in a situation when there's a particular schema, I guess you could call it. There's people generally just sort of act in the ways that they think they're supposed to. I mean, I've been in a lot of airports recently, and obviously there's empires of, like, small-mindedness and really insane regulations, and everybody's either on a power trip or, like, at the mercy of immigration or TSA or just whoever, whatever small authority is ordering them around. And I mean, it's obviously it's not like the absolute worst place in the world or anything, but it's definitely not a fun place to be. And I noticed just in places like that, you do kind of see darker aspects of humanity rather than, and it makes me think about like what it must be like in places where there's more institutionalized violence, like prisons and places like that. I mean, obviously no comparison whatsoever, but I really do see total attitude change in people based on what surroundings they're in and what they're being socialized into doing.
Wow, yeah, that's fascinating, and obviously you're very observant, and I would imagine that somehow it kind of seeps into your writings or performances, and it's, you get a real education, you get the street smarts from traveling around, so I admire that, and there's so many things could talk about, but just kind of wanted to do a brief catch up, and I know you're busy, and anything else you want to add to, to what you're doing or what your plans are?
I guess just sort of, I'm working on some films, I think, trying to switch into more narrative stuff. I want to do a prose manuscript. I have one I'm working on that I want to publish at some point, but I'm really just open to working with people if anyone wants to reach out, and I'm just really pretty curious about the world, I guess.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
I'll share your info, your email, and then the website. I'll share that in the announcement for the show. And wow, thanks so much. And it's inspiring, and it's exciting to hear all that you're doing. And I wish you continued success and safe travels.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for doing this.
All right, you're welcome, Elena. Stay in touch, and you be well.
All right, you too.
All right,
bye.
Take care.